Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/breakingmath. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Now, on to the show.
On this very, very special episode of Breaking Math, I have the privilege of announcing that Breaking Math is now joining a network of other podcasters. The network is called Blank for Non-Blank.
We talked a little bit about this on our last episode, but we're going to go into detail now. The mission of the network is to make expert-level subject matter accessible to non-experts. It's the belief of Blank for Non-Blank that education is paramount to a functioning society, and that by doing these podcasts, we can do our part in maintaining it.
Blank for Non-Blank is unlike other networks. While other networks aggregate content, Blank for Non-Blank seeks to create synergy through the cross-examination of content that can only come from cross-disciplinary discourse. You already know that Breaking Math does this. We, of course, had an episode on information theory, which would usually be taught basically at the university level, and we brought it all down to a layman's level by presenting it as a game.
Not to mention our episode on physics, which brought concepts as advanced as Noether's theorem and symmetry breaking to you guys in a way which guided further research and didn't touch upon the most inaccessible aspects of either.
And Blank for Non-Blank does this with subjects like linguistics, philosophy, chemistry, quantum physics, and more. You can find out more at www.blankfornonblank.com. It really is where the technical, the scientific, the research-oriented, the cultural, and the arts all come together.
So now, without further ado, we're going to talk to you about the other podcasts on Blank for Non-Blank, which you'll probably love if you're a fan of the show. There are currently 6 different podcasts that we're going to talk about on the network Blank for Non-Blank. These podcasts include 2 different linguistics podcasts. One of them is about the theory of linguistics as a whole, and the other is about the history and evolution of individual words in the English language. There's also a chemistry podcast that is also about cultural beliefs and skepticism as well as a scientific worldview. There's a podcast that reads original versions of folktales every week from cultures throughout the globe. There's a debate podcast, and finally, there's Breaking Math. In the next part of the mini-sode, we're going to tell you a little bit more about each program in detail and tell you where to find them.
The very first podcast that we're going to talk about is called Let's Talk Talk. Let's Talk Talk is a podcast all about linguistics. It is hosted by a gentleman and scholar by the name of Seth Wilson. Seth Wilson is an avid lover of all things linguistics. He has his master's degree in sociolinguistics from the University of Mississippi. Seth wanted to bring his love of linguistics to folks who don't quite know what it is. Seth thinks that all people are fans of language science.
Sound familiar?
That's right. Actually, we had an episode on language as well. Was it Breaking Math episode 5, I believe?
I believe so.
Yeah, it was called Word, in fact. So we are also big fans of linguistics. We agree with Seth on that.
And fans of saying that, you know, people will love our podcast.
They just don't know it yet. Now, and as I was saying earlier, Seth believes that all people are fans of language science. They just don't know it until you tell them about it. So he believes in learning about language. He believes that learning about language is essential to human progression, as every human civilization has and uses language. There are many topics discussed on his podcast. Some of these include conceptual metaphor, the concept of morphology, the role of gender in language and society. Also, there are episodes on music and language, as well as performing arts in general, like comedy and language. Also, etymology, Latin and linguistics, bilingualism, and many other subjects about the nature of language and culture and how we as humans communicate. Now, for those of you who are interested in the Let's Talk Talk podcast, you can find it at letstalktalkpod.podiant.co. The podcast is also available on several major podcast players, such as Apple Podcasts, Overplay, Pocket Casts, Stitcher, and Google Play.
In fact, all the episodes we're going to talk about on all the shows that we're going to talk about can be found through any major podcast player. We're going to talk a little bit about the Mad Scientist podcast. That, again, is the Mad Scientist podcast. Chris is the founder and host of the Mad Scientist podcast and co-host of the Mad Scientist Roundtables. He has a PhD in chemical engineering. The Mad Scientist Podcast is a show about the science, philosophy, and history of paranormal, pseudoscientific, and otherwise weird claims. Hosts Chris and Marie delve deep into the serious and funny topics with a mix of in-depth, science-heavy episodes on a variety of topics and roundtables featuring both hosts answering listener questions and discussing less serious weirdness. They talk about everything from cannibalism to climate change, Flat Earth theory to the monsters that live beneath the Flat Earth, and time crystals.
You can find the Mad Scientist Podcast at www.themadscientistpodcast.com. Also, it is available at audioboom.com/channel/themadscientistpodcast.
For you, the listeners of Breaking Math Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Gabriel, do you have a recommendation?
Yes. Actually, I was just now browsing audible.com and I found one of my favorite books of all time. That book is Surely You Must Be Joking, Mr. Feynman. We even talked about Feynman on a previous episode. We mentioned him on the physics episode, I believe. We also talked about him on CryptoMath, actually. So he's a fun guy to read about.
And I'm going to tell you about one of my favorite books also. It's called Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman. Just kidding. I'm going to talk to you about a book. I really love the book too, though. Double recommendation for me. It's called The Endurance, and it's about a trip to the Antarctic. It's pretty harrowing. There's people eating dogs. There's decisions that have to be made at the last moment. Death, bravery, everything that you need.
Wow, that sounds pretty intense. I may have to download that one myself.
And so now, on to the show.
The next podcast that we're going to talk about, the third show that we will mention, is called The Cross-Examined Life. The Cross-Examined Life is a weekly audio program that improves the way we disagree with one another. This is a skill that I think we all need, those of us who do anything online these days. In each episode, a guest advances and then defends a controversial position on a social or economic or religious or political or ethical issue. The guest is then cross-examined by the show's host, Chris Tatum. Some of the episodes include, should all drugs be legalized? Or should we keep corporal punishment? Also, are sanctuary cities a good idea? There's also an episode on, is every word of the Bible from God? And many, many other controversial issues. The show also includes a lot of tips for discussing with people on subject matters that you may disagree about. You can find the Cross-Examined Podcast, you can find the Cross-Examined Life Podcast at www.crossexaminedlife.com. It is also available on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher.
Another show that you can find on the network is called Words for Granted. The Words for Granted podcast is a podcast that looks at how words change over time. Each episode looks at the evolution of a single word, but it's not necessarily just an etymology podcast. Host Ray Belli blends linguistics, history, and engaging storytelling to breathe life into the English lexicon. The podcast includes episodes on the history of several words, including villain, weird, comedy, tragedy, tyrant, ostracize, cellular, and the days of the week. It has also a thing on polysemous words and many more bonus episodes on the origin of certain suffixes and things like that. And he talks a lot about Latin, and he pronounces it Latin, and it was a whole thing on the podcast. It was very funny. You can find it at wordsforgranted.com as well as Libsyn and Stitcher.
The final podcast that we will talk about that is currently on the Blank for Non-Blank network is The Folktale Project. The Folktale Project is a podcast in which the host, whose name is Dan Schultz, reads the original version of folktales and fairy tales from all around the world every Monday through Friday. There are currently over 200 episodes on the podcast with folklore from cultures all throughout the world, including princess origin stories like Rapunzel and Beauty and the Beast, also Little Red Cap, a.k.a. Little Red Riding Hood, as well as tales from the Brothers Grimm, Hans Christian Andersen, Oscar Wilde, and many more, as I said, from all throughout the world. On the About section of the website, our host Dan explains that he is a father whose greatest joy is passing on his love of folk and fairy tales to his daughter, Elle. This podcast is dedicated to her and to everyone else who has a love of the magic that surrounds our everyday life and the way we try to explain it. To listen to this great podcast, you can visit www.folktaleproject.com, as well as find it on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Play, Auto Radio, TuneIn, and YouTube. And I just realized, you know, as we're naming all the places you can find these podcasts, you have a link to them just from the single website, blankfornonblank.com. So I wanted to emphasize that as well. You don't have to remember all of these things.
You just got one thing to remember.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Just
in fact, you could forget about our website if you feel like it, but then you won't see our cool apps.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, we are linked on www.blankfornonblank.com.
When it comes to collaboration, the people who you work with say almost as much about you as the content you provide. And we're honored to work with a group of such dedicated, educated, professional, and passionate people as the folks at blankfornonblank.com. Gabriel, do you have anything to add?
I guess if I had anything to add, it would be just to check out the other episodes. I will personally vouch for how much you'll enjoy them, every one of them. I can't say every one of them. There's so many rich ones, you know, across the board. You know, if this minisode didn't make that point well enough.
No, I agree. I sort of feel weird because I've come to very quickly think about the folks at Blank for Not Blank as friends, and I'm in an awkward position where I'm enjoying friends' podcasts. I don't know, is it really awkward?
No. I think that building a community is what we're going for, and what we're going to succeed in creating this in a very, very short time.
True. So I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Gabriel.
And this has been a minisode of Breaking Math. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider donating to our Patreon at patreon.com/breakingmathpodcast. For the price of a cup of coffee, you can enjoy advanced listening and even get a shout out on the podcast. If everyone who listens to our show donated just $1, it would give us enough money to focus on just this.
Oh my gosh, that would be so exciting.
No, yeah, it really would be. Breaking Math is part of course, Blank for Non-Blank and Santa Fe Trail Media. Breaking Math releases episodes every other Tuesday, interspersed randomly with minisodes. So until next time, go forth and mathify.